the squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
And we welcome you back to Frankfort High School, home of the Class 1A Division 1 Substate Semifinals. As our doubleheader will wrap up with the nightcap as CBL foes collide with Frankfort taking on Troy, with the winner getting the top seed, Care Paravel, on Saturday night in the Substate Championship game. The Lions defeated Centralia in our first game tonight, 58-52. Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Let's dive into the starting lineups for both of these teams, which split their two games during the regular season. And we'll start with Troy, the 3 seed, 14 wins, 7 losses. Their head coach is Jonathan Rombelt, and they go like this. It'll be Griffin Weber in the backcourt, a 5'8 senior at over 5 points per game. Bowden Bennett, the 5'9 junior at 5.7 points per game. Also starting, Preston Christensen, a 5'11 junior at under 3 points per game. Cam Anderson, the 6-foot senior, 12 points per game. And then Reagan Hartman, 5'11 junior at over 6 points and 3 rebounds per game. So again for Troy, it's Weber, Bennett, Christensen, Anderson, and Hartman. For Ben Stein, Loggy, and the Frankfort Wildcats, the 2 seed, 15 wins, 6 losses. They will go like this. In the backcourt, Cody Rogers, a 5'8 senior at nearly 5 points and 4 rebounds per game. Also in the backcourt, Caden Dollinghouse, a 5'11 senior at over 9 points per game. Ethan Armstrong, the 6-foot senior at nearly 10 points per game. Also nearing 10 points per game is Keller Olson, the 6-foot senior. And in the post, the 6'4 senior, Samuel Gross, a leading scorer at just over 13 points and under 9 rebounds per game. So again, for the Wildcats, it'll be Rogers, Gross, Dollinghouse, Armstrong, and Olson. Teams played twice during the regular season. Now, the first meeting was in the CBL tournament here at Frankfort. It was in the third-place game. Frankfort won that game 51-36 to get that third-place finish in the midseason tournament. Now, these two teams played just a few weeks ago, back on February 11th. It was a return trip to Troy, and the Trojans got the better end of the Wildcats in that one, 48-39. So the trilogy now tonight, here on Frankfort's home floor, with a trip to the Substate Championship game on the line Saturday night. You got one half of the stands filled with red. You got another half of the stands filled with blue. Frankfort's going to be in their home whites, road blue uniforms for the Trojans. These TDL foes colliding tonight, I should say. And what I would expect to be a pretty good ball game between these two. Both games, again, fairly competitive in the regular season. Two of the upper half teams in the TBL, and Care Paravel, after a hard-fought win over Centralia in the first game, awaiting the winner of this one on Saturday night. Again, Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Let's get you real quick some other boys' finals real quick. 3A Substate at Silver Lake. What a finish between Sabetha and Nemaha Central, but the Blue Jays victorious in overtime, 49-46, as Nemaha Central season comes to an end at 18-4, and Sabetha will move on to the Substate title game. Some other scores, 1-8-D2, Hanover was a winner over Southern Cloud, 66-35, so the Wildcats improved to 20-1. We'll be in the Substate title game Saturday at Axtell between either Axtell and Wetmore. We'll step aside. Tip-off coming your way next. Keep it locked here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you? Calling all you Milwaukee Tool fans, the Bundle and Save Instantly promotion is going on now at Saltbomber Lumber in Seneca. You can bundle and save instantly when you purchase a qualifying M18 fuel driving or impact wrench kit plus a hand tool accessory. Do that and you'll get $100 off. Hurry, as this sale ends May 1st. Bundle and save $100 off on a variety of kits and tools. See the list of qualifying impact wrenches, rivet tools, combo kits, drills, and drivers at Saltbomber Lumber. And remember, your project starts here.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news. This is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer
MCA.
Working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class.
Go, bud.
Second game of our doubleheader here tonight from Frankfurt. The Wildcats playing the Trojans of Troy. Winner moves on and will face the top seed, Care Paravel, on Saturday night right here in this gym for a sub-state title. Frankfurt all white, moving right to left. Troy in the road blues from left to right. Tip-off is up, controlled by the Wildcats, and we are underway. So the Wildcats with the basketball. Samuel Gross has it between the rings out high. Couple waist-side dribbles with the right hand. Hands it off to Cody Rogers. Finding Gross on a cut inside. Shot up no good. Gets his own rebound and then had it knocked away. But a whistle and a jump ball. And the possession arrow is going to get this one to the Trojans. Good start defensively by Troy. 20 seconds in, no score. Wildcats will show some pressure here in the full court. This is the senior, Cam Anderson. Working on Dollinghouse. Now Hartman has it in the right corner. They settle in the front court. Anderson has it right wing, guarded by Rogers. And these two teams split during the regular season. Troy winning the most recent contest a few weeks back on their home floor. Here's Hartman, top of the key, gets to the free throw line, turns, kicked it back to Cam Anderson. He works it back between the rings out high and resets. Man-to-man defense here for the Wildcats to start. Anderson stops on the right elbow. Kicks it into the right corner with Griffin Weber. Weber back to Bowden Bennett, the 5'9 junior. Minute plus gone by in the first quarter. No score, just getting going. Not much here on this first possession offensively. Not much movement by the Trojans. Here's Bennett. Drives. Kicks it inside to Anderson. Good look. Missed the layup and a rebound for Cody Rogers. Rogers wants to push the pace, left his feet, gets it off to Dollinghouse. Now bouncing one left side to Gross. Now Olsen in the corner. This is Ethan Armstrong. Back to Gross, right wing. It finds Dollinghouse on a cut and a whistle and a foul. And Caden Dollinghouse, the senior, is going to shoot two. First foul of the game. They get this one on Cam Anderson. And Dollinghouse will try to break the seal on this game. No score, about a minute 40 in. And the first free throw out, no good. Dollinghouse, 9.5 points per game, over 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and nearly 2 steals per game for the 5'11 senior. 61% at the line this season. Trying to go 1-for-2. And that one rims off, no good. Jarrett Norris, who just checked in for the Trojans, one of the best in the TBL, grabs that rebound. And the Trojans now working it up the floor, averaging nearly 51 points per game. As Anderson's going to back it out right side on the wing. Now Bennett's in the right corner. They set it up top for Hartman. He'll fire a deep three, and that is good. Reagan Hartman is a 22% three-point shooter. A quick shot inside, no good. And the rebound cleared by Hartman. Now here's Bowden Bennett, and this one knocked out of bounds. Trojans will keep it. A 3-0 Troy lead at 5:44 left in the first. A little pause in the action. Anderson set to throw it in right in front of the Frankfurt bench. Gets it off to Norris. Hands it right back to him. Anderson steps aside. Thought about a three. Instead gets it off to Weber, left side. Backing out high left on the wing is Griffin Weber. Now crossing over on Rogers. Hop steps in the lane. Kicks it back to Anderson. Now Weber in the corner. He'll try a three. This one is short. Rebound tipped in the air. Still being fought for. Norris has it. And then a whistle and a foul. It is going to go against Frankfurt. As they think they get Keller Olsen with this one. Or correction, it's going to be Dollinghouse that picks this one up. And the first foul on Frankfurt. Anderson to throw it in. Gets it off to Bennett. A 19-foot J. Good. Throw it in Bennett. A 5'9 junior on the board with his first basket. And Troy off to a good start. They lead it 5-0. Dollinghouse to Gross. Left elbow. Back against the basket. Hands it off to Dollinghouse on a cut. Up top it goes to Armstrong. Right side to Rogers. Ball fakes. Gets in the lane. Kicks it left. Armstrong a deep three. Nearly banked it in. No good. Ball tipped all the way to half court. Picked up by Hartman. His layup is no good. And a whistle and a foul is going to be against Hartman. Tough break there for Reagan Hartman. He had an opportunity to make it 7-0. A correction, they get the foul here on Bennett. So Frankfurt gets it back, trailing 5-0, not quite halfway into the first quarter. And now an offensive foul on an illegal screen. And they're going to get Dollinghouse with his second. And so Joey Hardwick's going to have to check in for him. Troy gets it back, leading 5-0, 4:37 and counting here in the first quarter. Here is Bowden Bennett. High right, now gets a high ball screen from Norris, and a whistle. And they call it carry, and a turnover on Troy. Their first turnover of the night. Wildcats get it back, down 5-0 at 4:28 left here in the first. Rogers, long pass up the floor to Hardwick, to Gross in the left corner. They reverse the basketball. This is Armstrong to the free throw line. Little floater from there, and he got it to go. Ethan Armstrong gets Frankfurt on the board. Troy's lead is 5-2 at 4:10 left here in the first. Here's Griffin Weber. Dives in, wants to go all the way. Shot is blocked out of bounds by Gross, and Weber's going to be a little bit hobbled, favoring that right knee, but Trojans will keep it at 4:05 left here in the quarter, leading 5-2. Set it up, Griffin Weber in the corner for three. In and out, no good. Battle for the rebound, and Hardwick has it here for Frankfurt. Halfway gone, halfway to go here in the first. 5-2, Troy, Frankfurt with it. Here's Rogers, left side on the wing. Gets by Weber, takes it all the way. Wild shot that's no good, and a rebound for Cam Anderson. Anderson pushing near sideline. Now on the wing. Thought about a three, instead kicks it left side to Weber. Baseline left, it goes to Bennett. Up top to Weber. Now right side here with Reagan Hartman. Ball fake. Gets it inside to Norris on the block. Working on Gross. Shot is up. Shot is good. Jared Norris on the board, averaging 15 points per game. And the lead back to 5 for Troy. It's 7-2. 3:20 and counting, first quarter. Hardwick finds Gross on a cut. He's on the block. Gets underneath the basket. Reverse layup. No good, but a whistle and a foul. And Gross is going to shoot two. Troy foul on Hartman. That's going to be his first. And team foul number three, Samuel Gross, to shoot two. 6'4 senior, leading scorer for the Wildcats. 67% at the line this season, and he buries the first. First point tonight. 7-3, Troy. 3:13 left, first quarter. Second is good. Make it 7-4. Here's Weber, working up the floor. He's bumped at midcourt, and he's going to be fouled by Keller Olsen. That's his first. And team foul number three. Just over 3 minutes left here in the first. Troy with the ball, leading 7-4. Here's Cam Anderson, high left. Wants a ball screen from Norris, trying to work against Rogers. Not much with that screen. Instead, gets it off to Weber, left wing. Now Bennett in the left corner. Dribbles out. Skips it right to Hartman. Hazeem, three. Got it. 6 points, two triples for Reagan Hartman, and the lead is six at 10-4 for Troy. 2:40 left here in the first. There's a whistle and a foul on the floor. As Hartman quickly picks up his second. And here comes Preston Christensen back into the game, replacing Hartman with the two fouls. 2:38 left here in the first. Troy off to a 10-4 lead. Here's Rogers, inside off the inbounds, a little ball. Fake shot is up, and the lefty connects. Cody Rogers, his first bucket, 10-6 Troy. Under 2.5 minutes left here in the quarter. Here's Norris at the elbow, kicks it left side to Anderson. Very good three-point shooter. Has ease and fires a deep three. Short front rim, no good. Hardwick the rebound for Frankfurt. Now Armstrong, Rogers on the right wing. Holds it high, now one dribble, waist high with the right hand. Gets it back to Armstrong, in the corner with Hardwick. Up top, Gross, set, fires the three, short. Battle for the rebound inside, Hardwick has it, spins away, and kicks it back left side. Here is Armstrong, a drive, a lot of contact, no good on the layup, and a rebound for Norris. Under 2 minutes left, pass tips it out of bounds, Troy will keep it. 10-6 is their lead at 1:45 left here in the period. Be Cam Anderson to throw it in, right side of his own backboard. Looking, gets it to Bennett in the right corner. Now up top it goes to Weber. Weber coming here to the near side, stops on the wing, gets it left side to Christensen. Top of the key back to Weber. Coming up on 90 seconds left here in the first. Inside, a whistle and a foul looking for Norris. It's going to be on the floor. Gross wanting an elbow call. As Gross will pick up the foul as first. And team foul number four. So Troy to throw it in with Anderson again. And Bennett's once again in the right corner. Curls. Anderson hands it off. Or gets the handoff from Bennett. Works top of the key. Little pick and roll action. Setting up the lob. No good from Norris. And a rebound for Gross. And then kicked off of the foot by Rogers and out of bounds. And it's going to be Troy basketball. Second turnover by Frankfurt. Ben Steinlogge here, head coach of the Wildcats, arguing that call, but Troy's going to get it. Coming up on a minute left here in the first, they lead it 10-6. Winner gets Care Parabell in the sub-state title game Saturday night. Of course, the ball game you can hear on KMZA. Christensen, right side to Bennett, whistle away, and an offensive foul. They get Cam Anderson with an illegal screen, and that's his second foul. At 56 seconds left here in the quarter. Frankfurt down four with the ball. Rogers working right. Hands it up top here to Gross. See if Frankfurt wants to play for the final shot here in the quarter. They trail by four. Rogers, left side. Now Gross gets it back in the right corner. Drives inside on North. Shot tips in the air, no good. Battle for the rebound, brought down by Troy. And then taken away. They get it right back, does Frankfurt, with 25 seconds left here in the quarter. So another opportunity for the final shot. Hardwick left side to Rogers. Hesitates. Up top it goes to Ethan Armstrong. And they're going to reset with 14 seconds to go, looking for the final shot of the quarter. Cody Rogers backs it up, looking at the scoreboard. 6 seconds. Armstrong down to four. Stops at the free throw line with three. Tough shot. No good, but a whistle and a foul with a second to go. And Armstrong will shoot two. And this foul on Christensen. That's his first. 16 fouls for the rest of the half. Frankfurt's going to be in the bonus. Armstrong will shoot two with 1.2 seconds left here in the quarter. And he's short on the first, no good. 55% on the year at the line. Troy leading 10-6. Armstrong, his second, short as well. Rebound North, long key, but the buzzer is no good, and that's the end of the first quarter. So Troy, with a four-point lead at 10-6, will step aside. Second quarter coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Kirk Hillman in studio. Brandon Tadman with you here from Frankfurt. The other half of the sub-state semifinals after one quarter. Troy leading Frankfurt 10-6. Wildcats with the ball to start the second quarter. Rogers top of the key, right side to Armstrong on the wing. Dives inside, kicks to Gross left wing. Hardwick, a right wing three. It's on the way. Left it way short and out of bounds. And Troy will get it back 14 seconds into the period. Wildcats showing some pressure in the full court. They get it into Griffin Weber. Working up the floor, guarded here by Keller Olson. It's a high ball screen, stops on the wing. Left side it goes to Anderson. Back to Weber, top of the key. Holds up one finger, calls out the play. Anderson left side. They go on the block. It's Norris, quickly doubled, and a whistle and a foul. They wanted a jump ball, but instead they're going to get Armstrong with his first. And team foul. I believe that's the 15th foul. So Norris has it, receiving the inbounds pass. Anderson drives, little floater with the right hand, no good. Battle for the rebound, Hardwick has it. 10-6 Troy, 45 seconds into the second. Here's Armstrong to Hardwick in the right corner. Up top to Gross. Left side pass on the wing. Now into the corner with Rogers. Gross on the block, turning on North. Kicks it back out. Nice ball fake there by Armstrong. Diving inside. Norris comes away with a steal. Norris wants to go coast to coast. Little layup attempt is no good. Backside rebound for Hartman. And he's going to turn and kick it back out to Anderson for three. In and out, no good. And a rebound for Gross. Opportunity missed by Cam Anderson. Still 10-6 Troy. We've played a minute 17 here in the second. Here's Olson up top, left side to Armstrong with the ball screen. He's at the top of the key. Hands it off to Rogers. Curls inside. Spins on Weber. Nice little dump down to Rogers. Ball fake up with the shot. No good, but a foul. It's going to be Samuel Gross from Rogers. Gross is going to shoot two. The foul is on Griffin Weber. That's his first. Team foul number seven. So Gross, 2 for 2 at the line so far tonight. It is 2 points from there, and chance to get the first points here of the second quarter. First one up, first one good. 10-7 Troy. As Seth Judd, the sophomore, checks in for Troy. First minutes for him tonight, taking the spot of Griffin Weber. Gross with the second, and got the front. Rim roll in, and he's now 4 for 4 at the line for 4 points, and it's a 2-point Troy lead at 10-8. Early portions of the second. Anderson working it to the left wing, dribbling between the legs there, working on Hardwick, backing it out. Into the corner with Judd, his first touch, wants North inside, it's not there, Bennett's on a cut, his shot is rejected in a steal. Here's Frankfurt, Gross has it, right corner. Up top it goes to Rogers, turning on Judd. Now it's Armstrong. Between the rings out high, he'll reset. Left side pass to the wing, it goes to Hardwick. Now it's Olson. Free throw line, Jay. That's short. Battle for the rebound, and Judd has it. And now a whistle and a foul. Going to be team foul number 6 on Frankfurt. Bonus free throws the rest of the half for both teams. Rogers picks this one up his first. Troy with a 2-point lead at 10-8. Low scoring here in the first half. Cam Anderson for Troy across the timeline, far sideline. Now Bennett's a touch here on the right wing. Skips it to Judd. On the wing, back to Bennett's up top. With the ball screen from Judd, not there. Bennett's drives, and an offensive foul. Bennett's will pick up his second foul. Frankfurt gets it back. A chance to tie or take the lead. They're at 5:28 until halftime. Here's Cody Rogers. Left side, up the floor. Olsen diving, layup, no good, missed it. Hartman the rebound. Anderson up the floor. 10-8, the Troy lead. Anderson up top. Hartman ball fake, dives, layup, no good, missed it. Battle for the rebound, brought down by Gross for Frankfurt. Rogers left side to Hardwick. Up top to Gross. Wants to dive, little floater, blocking foul, and Gross is going to shoot two more. Little delayed call by the official. Appeared to be a 50-50 call, and they get Norris with the block, his first foul. And Samuel Gross for his 5th and 6th attempts at the line here in the first half. He's perfect, 4-for-4. And he stays perfect, 5-for-5, and all 5 of his points via the charity stripe. Makes it 10-9 Troy. He can tie it with this one. He left that one short. Hartman the rebound. Troy still holding on to a 1-point lead at 10-9, under 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Here's Hartman on the wing, right side, holding it at the right hip, guarded there by Olsen. Hands it off to Judd. Up top it goes to Bennett, left side to Anderson. Back up top to Bennett. Right side to Judd on the wing. Now Norris to touch up top. Bennett's left side. 4.5 minutes until halftime. Anderson ball fake, gets around Troy, trying to get Norris inside, and it's a turnover. Frankfurt a chance to take the lead. Gross, left wing three on the way, short off the rim, battle for the rebound, sits out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Troy. And we get a whistle and a timeout for Frankfurt. It is a 30, so we'll go ahead and keep it right here. Again, our broadcast brought to you by Peru State College. Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu for more information. We got 4:16 left until halftime. Troy with a 1-point lead at 10-9. Almost halfway into the second quarter, Frankfurt has scored 3 points. That's all the scoring so far here in the second. All 3 from the charity stripe via Samuel Gross. Winner of this, it's Care Parabell at this gym Saturday night with a trip to the state tournament on the line. They expected this one to be a grind, and that is what it certainly has been to this point. Troy getting it back out of the timeout with a 10-9 lead into the front court with Cam Anderson. Right side pass to Bennett on the wing. Holds it high up top to Hartman. Left side quickly to Anderson. They're trying to get Norris inside. Instead, a 3-ball is up and short by Anderson, and a rebound for Samuel Gross. His 5th rebound to go along with 5 points. So now halfway gone, halfway to go here in the second. Chance again for Frankfurt to take the lead. Olsen skips it near side to Armstrong. Wants to drive all the way. A lot of contact. No call. No whistle. And a rebound there for Hartman. Now Troy back with it. Bennett's on the right wing. Up top it goes to Anderson. 3.5 minutes remaining until halftime. Hartman top. Left side to Anderson on the wing. And trying to get Norris to give him a screen. Does so. And Hardwick with good defense in the corner, but he gets it out to Judd. Back to Anderson in the corner. Curls towards the left wing. Looking for a backdoor cut. Tips in the air. The pass there for another turnover. 7 turnovers now by Troy. Here comes Frankfurt. Another chance to take the lead. 10-9 our score. Right side pass to Hardwick in the corner. Getting Gross on a curl. Stops on the block. Kicks it to Armstrong. Left side to Olsen in the corner. Back to Armstrong. Gross up top. They hand it off to Rogers, curling towards the top of the key, and he does. Now they get it left side on the wing to Armstrong, working it right to Olsen. 2:45 and counting until halftime. Here's Groves, left side, in the corner. Now Rogers on a cut, gets to the block, had it knocked away, and a steal. Now Frankfurt trying to get back in transition on defense. They do so. Here's Bennett's right side. 10-9, Troy by one, and under 2.5 to go. Here's Bennett's a three, in and out, no good. Rebound for Cody Rogers. Get it up the floor. Armstrong left side, working back towards the top of the key. Now working back left wing. Top of the key to Olsen, right back to Armstrong. Coming up on 2 minutes left here until halftime. Gross in the right corner, working on North. Gets inside, ball fade, but he's called for a travel. 5 turnovers against Frankfurt. As Griffin Weber is going to check back into the game, and we get a whistle and a timeout for Troy. And this is a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Still 10-9, 2:06 until halftime. We've seen 3 points here in the second quarter, all from Samuel Gross for Frankfurt at the free throw line. 182 sub-state semifinal at Axel earlier tonight. Top seed and defending state champs Hanover winning big against Southern Cloud, 66-35. Last checked, Wetmore had a lead on Axel in the first quarter. The other sub-state semifinal there, winner of that one gets Hanover on Saturday. Of course, we'll have the girls' semifinals for you tomorrow night here at Frankfurt, as it will be Centralia against Troy, top seed versus the 4 seed, and then the 2-3 matchup will be Jonathan West against Frankfurt. So two more good matchups in this sub-state on the girls' side tomorrow night. Time of the timeout. 2 minutes to go until halftime. Still 10-9. Troy by one with the ball. Here's Anderson left side on the wing. One dribble. Now North inside, but too much on the pass and a turnover. Sails out of bounds, and Frankfurt gets it back. Preston Christensen going to check back in for Troy, replacing Cam Anderson. So a minute 52 and counting in this first half. Another opportunity for Frankfurt to take the lead. Rogers inside to Armstrong, ball fake. Gets a couple defenders in the air, had it knocked away, gets it back, a whistle, and he's called for a travel. Both teams really struggling in the offensive end here in the second quarter. Certainly a lot of that has to do with how both teams are playing defensively. 90 seconds to go here until halftime. Troy with it back in a 10-9 lead. Norris on the block, deep catch and an easy two. Garrett Norris on the block, right underneath the bucket for two. He's got 4, 12-9, Troy by 3. Gross left side to Rogers in the corner, works around the arc, dives inside into 3 blue uniforms, and he lost it, and a turnover. Now Griffin Weber with the final minutes here in the second quarter. And a whistle and a blocking foul is going to be called here on Cody Rogers. That's going to be his second, team foul number 7. And a one-and-one opportunity here for Griffin Weber, the 5'8 senior. Anderson back into the game, replacing Christensen. Griffin Weber, 5.5 points per game on the season. He's a 53% foul shooter. It's 58.9 seconds remaining until halftime. His free throw is up, and his free throw is good. First attempts at the line in the first half here for Troy. Their lead is 4 at 13-9. Second on the way, and that one is good as well. So he goes 2 for 2. And the lead is 5. Largest lead of the half, 14-9. Here's a quick pull-up. That's no good. Norris a quick rebound. Now an opportunity here for Troy with under 50 seconds left until halftime. Top of the key, Griffin Weber. Down to 40 seconds. Wasting some time here at the top of the key. Left side pass to Bennett. Into the corner it goes with Hartman. They want North on the block. Turns on a double. Had it swatted away. But Troy gets it back. Hartman has it on the left wing. 22 seconds. Little floater in the lane. No good. Tipped in the the air. Hartman gets his own rebound, and that shot is blocked out of bounds by Gross, and Troy with 16 seconds left can play for the final shot. They lead it 14-9 in a low-scoring first half. Anderson to throw it in, does so in the corner, gets it right back, works it top of the key, 12 seconds to go. Left side pass to Hartman, shovels it up top to Weber, now 8 seconds. Gets a high ball screen, steps back, fires a three, well short, rebound for Olsen, 2 seconds to go, a half-court shot, good if it goes off the backboard, no good, and we have reached halftime. We're scoring. Troy leading here at Frankfort, 14-9. Halftime brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Want to know what's awesome? Those kicking new tires on your truck? Yeah, and look at my receipt. That's all you paid for those tires? Get out of town. I did. Where'd you go? Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Want to save a bundle on tires? Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to save on tires. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
The importance of taking a proactive approach to health and wellness is more evident now than ever, which is why Nemaha Valley Community Hospital invites you to join us for our annual health fair on Saturday, April 30th from 8 to 11 a.m. at the community building in Seneca. For the safety and well-being of our community, we will only be offering lab drops again this year. Get your lab work done for just $20. Please look for an event volunteer that day when you arrive. We look forward to seeing you on Saturday, April 30th. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Olson on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Care Parabella awaiting the winner of this ball game, and it's been certainly a defensive battle between Troy and Frankfort as the Trojans leading the Wildcats on their home floor 14-9 here at halftime. Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Sadman with you. Troy had a 10-6 lead at the end of the first quarter and then outscoring Frankfort 4-3 in the second. Frankfort did not have a field goal in the second quarter. They had 3 free throws from Samuel Gross. That was their only scoring in the third quarter. But a 14-9 Troy lead here at the half. Samuel Gross, the leading scorer for the Wildcats with 5, and then 2 apiece from Cody Rogers and Ethan Armstrong. 6 points for Reagan Hartman on 2 threes to lead Troy. Jarrett Norris has 4 points and 5 rebounds. Bowden Bennett has 2, and then Griffin Weber has 2 points as well. Troy had 8 turnovers. Frankfort had 7. Troy out-rebounding the Wildcats 15-12. Frankfort 5 of 10 at the line, while Troy hit their lone 2 free throws in the first half. Again, our score, Troy 14, Frankfort 9. More coverage here at the half after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Mom! I got the job! I got the job!
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Again, Kirk Hillman in a studio. Brandon Tamman with you. Score at the half, Troy leading Frankfurt 14-9. If you're just joining us and you missed our first game of this doubleheader, it was a fantastic one between the top seed Care Paravel Lions and the four seed Centralia Panthers. It was a game that was pretty much tight throughout. It was a 5-point Centralia lead after one, and a quick flip with a 20-8 second quarter for Care Paravel gave them a 30-23 lead at halftime. It was a 5-point game going into the fourth. Back and forth it went, but ultimately Care Paravel, the top seed, hanging on, knocking off Centralia 58-52 as they improved to 15-4, and the Centralia season came to a close at 12-10. Winner of this one gets Care Paravel Saturday night for the trip to the state tournament on the line. Who's going to win it? Find out after this. Troy 14, Frankfurt 9. Second half coming up after one final two-minute timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Colorectal cancer is one of the leading causes of cancer in the United States. However, if caught early, colon cancer is highly treatable. I'm Dr. Marcus Weiser with Community Healthcare System, and March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Colon cancer is often silent, which is why regular colonoscopies are so important. Don't wait. Call Community Healthcare System today to schedule your colonoscopy in Onega, Holton, or St. Mary's. Screening could save your life. Community Healthcare System in Onega, enriching the health and lives of the people we serve.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated. So odds are, your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Crop insurance solutions with added value. That's what you get with Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Products through Farmers Mutual Hail allow him to offer advanced acreage and production technology to save you time and the ability to protect up to 95% of your APH with RAMP. Stop in at 621 Main or call Roy at 785-284-7611 to experience a different type of crop protection.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
A job is not just a job in this type of business. It's a wonderful feeling to know that the staff is there for my parents, to know that they're well taken care of.
At Life Care Center of Seneca, we consider it an honor to make your family part of ours.
I keep saying I'm going to retire, and I can't leave. There's love in that building, and you can feel that love.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
FM, KMZA.
Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tandon with you, getting ready to start the second half. Winner getting a Care Paravel in the sub-state title game Saturday night. Troy leading Frankfurt here 14-9. Defensive battle, offensive struggle for both of these teams. Just 7 combined points in the second quarter. Frankfurt didn't have a field goal. Somehow still within 5 as Troy will have the ball to start the second half. We switch sides. Troy now going from right to left. And here we go. Trojans by 5 with the ball to start the second half. Here's Cam Anderson, top of the key. Bouncing it right side to Weber. Now they get it back to Anderson in the corner. Inside to Norris. Turns, facing, firing, and hitting. Gets a kind touch over the front rim. And Jarrett Norris now with 6. He scored 2 in all 3 quarters. And the largest lead of the game at 16-9 for Troy at 30 seconds into this third. Here's a drive. Shot is up, no good. And a whistle and a foul. We'll send Dollinghouse to the free throw line. And they get this foul on Jarrett Norris. His first, team first. Or correction, his second foul. And the first team foul. And so Caden Dollinghouse is going to shoot 2. He's 0 for 2 at the stripe tonight, still searching for his first points. And he gets this one to fall. Makes it 16-10. 61% at the line this season. Second, good as well. So he goes 2 for 2, has 2. And it's 16-11, Troy by 5. Early parts of the third. Here's Cam Anderson between the rings out high, looking right, goes back left. Then it's a deep 3, left it short, and a rebound for Frankfurt. Here's Gross, left side on the wing, turns around and hands it off to Dollinghouse, high left. Skips it right wing here to Olsen, back up top to Dollinghouse, left side to Rogers. Gross into the short corner, it goes now with Olsen. Picks it up in the lane, finds Dollinghouse on a cut, had it knocked away in a steal. Here comes Hartman for Troy, up the floor. A lot of contact, layup no good, but a whistle and a foul, and 2 free throws coming up for Reagan Hartman. First foul against Frankfurt here in the third quarter. This one against Olsen, his second. Hartman had a good first half, 6 points, couple of threes, and he also had 7 rebounds. First chance at the stripe tonight, 63% on the season. First one up, and it finds its way through, and he's got 7. 17-11, Troy. 6:43 left here in the third quarter. Second for Hartman, he gets them both. And he's got 8 to lead all scores. 18-11, the Troy lead is 7. Here's Dollinghouse, right side, into the corner. Up top it goes to Olsen, flip 2, left side to Rogers. They reverse it to Dollinghouse. He'll drive, little floater, count it, and the foul. They're going to get a foul on Hartman, I believe, and an and one here for Caden Dollinghouse. Or check that, they get the foul on Weber, his second. So Dollinghouse to cap off 3, he does. And he's got 5 all here in the first 90-plus seconds of the third quarter, and the lead is trimmed to 4. Troy leading 18-14. There's a pass inside to Hartman. Shot is up, no good, but another whistle and another foul. Ethan Armstrong will pick up his second. And Hartman back to the line to shoot two. 8 points and seven rebounds tonight for the 5'11 junior guard. And his first free throw is in. 19-14, Troy. 6:19 left, third period. And he gets them both. 20-14, Troy. He's 4-for-4 at the line. First into double figures with 10. Olsen quickly inside. Shot is blocked by Hartman. Good defense and a rebound for Griffin Weber. Weber, little hesitation dribble. Stops inside, a little floater. Might have been partially blocked, no good. And a rebound for Frankfurt. Here comes Dollinghouse, left to right. Nice bounce pass to Gross. Easy layup for two. Gross now with 7. 20-16, the Troy lead is 4. Under 6 minutes left here in the third. Griffin Weber lets his feet, gets the pass inside. Beautifully done, and Hartman now with 12 points. 22-16, Troy. And then knocked away, out of bounds. Last touch by Frankfurt, and Armstrong turns it over. And Troy gets it back with a 6-point lead at 22-16 at 5:36 left here in the third. Griffin Weber guarded by Rogers. Far sideline up the floor. Here comes the double team. Gets rid of it. Now Bennett has it high right. Swings it to Hartman left corner. Wants to drive. And a whistle and a conversation now between the two officials. And I think we're going to get a foul. As they will get Armstrong with his third. Team foul number 3. 5:26 left here in the third. Troy with a 6-point lead and the ball. Here's Bowden Bennett. Now Hartman high right. They want to lob a pass inside. That's going to be now a jump ball between Norris and Gross. And it's going to go back to Frankfurt. Good defense inside by Samuel Gross to get the ball back to the Wildcats. They trail 22-16 and under 5:15 to go here in the third. Here is Rogers, right side on the wing. Gross down in the right corner. Started by Norris, up top to Dollinghouse. Olsen reversing to Rogers. Wants to dive, kicks it to Dollinghouse. He'll curl in the lane, another whistle, and another foul. 6 fouls in the first 3 minutes of this second half. This one on Griffin Weber, his third. And both teams with 3. Olsen to throw it in over the top. Does it to Dollinghouse. Wants to dive in. Layup with some contact is good. Caden Dollinghouse. All 7 here in the third. And the lead trimmed to 4 at 22-18. What a third quarter by Dollinghouse. Looking for Norris inside. Had it kicked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Trojans. 4:42 left in this third. After a quick moving first half, fairly slow pace here in the third quarter, as Anderson is set to throw it in far sideline. Dumps it into Norris, right side on the wing. Hands it right back, or fakes it. Now wants to keep it. Drives on Gross, a little floater in the lane. It's good, and the foul. Jared Norris, a chance at a 3-point play. Takes it 24-18. And a chance to tie for the largest lead of the game at 7 if he can cash the free throw. And he misses front end of that, and he's got 8 points, and a 6-point lead here for Troy. 4.5 minutes left here in the third. Rogers, left side pass. Dollinghouse has it on the wing, driving to the top of the key, hands it off there to Armstrong. Now Gross has it. Deep, straight on three is good. Samuel Gross from downtown, and he's in the double figures with 10. And the lead trimmed to 3, 24-21. Coming up on the halfway point here in the third. Anderson, left side on the wing, picks it up, passing it top of the key. Weber, right side it goes. Now inside to North. North kicks it right back out. Bennett, a deep triple. Left this one short. A whistle and a rebound and a foul. As Hartman dove in for the rebound, and I think the foul's going to be on Frankfurt. And it will be Dollinghouse who picks up his third. It's Dollinghouse and Armstrong, each now with 3 fouls. Troy to throw it in, gets it into the corner with Weber. Right side to Bennett on the wing. Now back to Weber. Bennett's right side on the wing once again. They skip it left side to Hartman on the wing. He'll fire a three, left it short, gets his own miss, and the layup is good. Reagan Hartman having a game. 14. Makes it 26-21 Troy. 3:25 left here, third quarter. Gross wants to drive left baseline, and he is bumped, and another foul. Then Cam Anderson picks up this one, and that's his third. Joey Hardwick checks into the game for Frankfurt. 3:21 left here in the third. Dollinghouse gets it on the inbounds pass. Up top, right side to Rogers. Curls around the screen. Pass hits in the air, and it's steered by Anderson. Now Anderson wants to push the pace. He'll dive. Shot is up, no good. Battle for the rebound. Norris has it. His shot is blocked. And saved underneath by Hardwick. After all the fouls have been called, they finally let a little bit go, and Frankfurt has it here in the front court. Crowd noise is getting heavy on both sides. Here's Rogers, top of the key, left side to Hardwick. Into the corner, it goes now with Armstrong. Man-to-man defense here by Troy. They get Gross inside, working on Norris. Spin, turn, facing, firing, and hitting. Daniel Gross with a one timeout for Frankfurt. 12 now for Gross. It's a three-point game at 26-23 at 2:32 left here in the third. It is a 30, so we'll go ahead and keep it right here. Back and forth we go here in the third. Troy led it by 5 at halftime, 13-9, but certainly both offenses picking things up here in the second half. 5 fouls have been called on against Frankfurt. 4 have been called against Troy. Again, both fan bases showing out tonight. One half, you got blue shirts. The other half, you have red shirts. Pretty split down the middle. As Care Paravel, the top seed in the sub-state, awaits the winner for Saturday. Out of the timeout, Troy with it, and a three-point lead with 2.5 minutes left here in the third. Here's Cam Anderson. Frankfurt showing some pressure on the full court, but they get it up the floor to Weber. Weber steps back, thought about a three, turns it down. Now Anderson's open for a triple, left it short, and a rebound for Ethan Armstrong. Dollinghouse up the floor to Gross. Stops on the wing left side, looking for a cut, not there. Up top it goes to Armstrong, left side to Rogers, up top to Hardwick, right side to Dollinghouse. Now Gross sets it for the tie. In and out, no good. Dollinghouse an offensive rebound, and he sticks it up and in. 9 for Dollinghouse, all in the third quarter, and the lead is trimmed to 1 at 26-25. Got ourselves a ball game. Here's Weber between the rings out high. Frankfurt man-to-man here on this possession. Want to bounce it inside. Norris working on Gross. Shot is up. No good. Left it short. Tipped underneath and a rebound for Gross. Frankfurt can take the lead on this possession. Dollinghouse wants to drive. Takes it all the way and a whistle and a foul. And free throws coming up here for Dollinghouse and a chance for Frankfurt to take the lead. As they get Norris with his third. Both teams now with 5 fouls apiece here in the third. What a third quarter for Caden Dollinghouse. All 9 of his points here in the third. And he misses the first free throw. He has a chance to tie it here. He is now 3 of 6 at the line. And he does. So he goes 1 for 2 and we're tied at 26. 10 points for Dollinghouse all here in the third quarter. 1:20 left here in this period. Trip to the sub-state title game on the line. Here's Weber up top. Right side pass to Bennett. Skips it left side to Anderson. Pass deflected up top, but Weber has it. He'll step back for 3. No good. And a rebound for Frankfurt. Chance to take the lead for the Wildcats. Rogers up top to Gross. Hits it up top. Nice ball fake there. Hardwick here in the right corner. Gets it off to Rogers, and they'll reset with 50 seconds left. Ben Steinbogge says, let's move it around. Well, they play for the final shot, down to 45 seconds. 26-26 tie. Right side to Rogers, here on the wing. And we get an offensive foul. And they're going to get an illegal screen here on Samuel Groves. That'll be his second foul. 11th turnover of the game. Ben Steinbogge does not agree with that call. To be honest, I don't either. But regardless, Troy gets it back at under 35 seconds left here in the third, tied at 26. Now Troy an opportunity to play for the final shot. Griffin Weber, he has it high left. Fans starting to rile up here inside this gym. 20 seconds left. Hartman has it. Curls around the arc from left to right. Hands it off to Bowden Bennett. Up top to Norris. 10 seconds. Norris dives. Kicks it right. Up top to Bennett. Now 6 seconds to work. Up top to Anderson. Anderson with three. Anderson with two. Anderson with one. Shot is up, no good. And that's the end of the third. A 26-26 tie to the fourth we go. And we'll have it when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
State Farm, Kathy here.
Hey, it's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A shelfie? Oh, no. Not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Kansaland Radio.
Hang with us. This one's been good. We got 8 minutes left. Fourth quarter underway. A 26-26 tie. Troy with the basketball. After the quarter break, Care Paravel awaits. Chase down high left. Frankfurt starting the quarter man-to-man defensively. Norris dumps it inside. Beautifully done. Extra pass to Bowden Bennett for two. Four now for Bowden Bennett. And a two-point lead at 28-26. Dollinghouse, top of the key, works it inside, kicks it to Rogers, he'll curl, kick it left, and a whistle and a foul inside as they go against Cam Anderson. For Anderson, that's his fourth. Now, both teams with 16 fouls, so both teams in the bonus the rest of the game. 7:27 left here in the fourth, a 28-26 Troy lead. Rogers inside, little ball fake, kicks it right, into the corner with Gross. Up top to Dollinghouse. He wants to drive, kicks it left. It's Armstrong on the wing. Now he wants the ball fake, gets it back up top, they reverse it to Gross. Top of the key, now Rogers right side. He wants to drive, hop steps, kicks it up top. Now Gross gets it back to Rogers in the right corner. Up top, this is Armstrong. Left side to Olsen, who drives. Little layup is good with the right hand. Keller Olsen, his first basket, ties the game at 28 off at 6:50 left to go. Anderson hands it off to Hartman. Inside to Norris. Had it knocked away, but able to get it back. Norris, top of the key. Angle to his right. And gets it off to Bennett. Left side to Weber. Norris, a high ball screen. Not much with it as Armstrong fights through it. Norris gets it inside, working on Gross, and a whistle and a foul inside. They're going to get Rogers with this one coming in to help on the double team, and now it's a 1-1 here for Jarrett Norris. Norris has 8 points and 6 rebounds tonight, 58% at the line this season. He missed his lone attempt in the third quarter. The chance to break the 28-all tie. Seth Judd is checked back in for the Trojans. Norris, strong on the free throw, no good. Rebound for Dollinghouse. 28-28 tie, under 6.5 minutes left. Gross drives, layup, no good, but a blocking foul, and Gross will shoot two. And Hartman's going to pick up this foul, his third. Gross is 5 out of 6 at the line tonight. He has 12 points and 6 rebounds. He'll shoot two. Chance to give his team the lead with 6:21 left. And the first free throw, no good. Second, he got that one. 13 for Gross, and Frankfurt has the lead at 29-28. Not quite 2 minutes by in this fourth quarter. Here's Seth Judd, left side on the wing, backing it out up top to Weber. Right side. Man-to-man defense still by the Wildcats. 2 minutes into this fourth quarter, 1 point Frankfurt lead. Hartman kicks it left side to Judd, curls around the arc, now dives inside. Shot rejected and thrown into the stand by Keller Olsen. Emphatic on the rejection. But Troy will keep it. 5:51 left, and now a full timeout's going to be called by Troy. 5:51 to go. Frankfurt by one. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Calling all you Milwaukee Tool fans, the Bundle and Save Instantly promotion is going on now at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca. You can bundle and save instantly when you purchase a qualifying M18 fuel driving or impact wrench kit plus a hand tool accessory. Do that and you'll get $100 off. Hurry, as this sale ends May 1st. Bundle and save $100 off on a variety of kits and tools. See the list of qualifying impact wrenches, rivet tools, combo kits, drills, and drivers at Stahlbaumer Lumber. And remember, your project starts here.
As a farmer, you know you can never have too many tools. And when it comes to risk management, there's one vitally important tool, crop insurance. Your Rain and Hail independent agent can help you use crop insurance as a risk management tool to protect your business. To learn about the insurance tools available, call your local SBS insurance agent. You'll get crop insurance service from an agent that will help you protect what matters most. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Kansaland Radio.
Out of the timeout, 5:51 to go. Frankfurt leading by one. 29-28 is our score. A whistle inside. A blocking foul is going to be called. Well, you can really hear the fans getting into this down the stretch. A 1-1 coming up here for Troy. As the foul was on Gross, and that's a big foul because that's his fourth. And Jarrett Norris will shoot the 1-1. He's 0-for-2 at the line tonight. Make it 0-for-3. He missed it. And a rebound for Frankfurt. Brought in by Armstrong. And now the Wildcats with the lead and the ball. Here's Dollinghouse, right side, kicks it into the corner with Rogers, gets Dollinghouse on a cut, underneath, finds a cutting Olsen, his shot is up no good, tips into the corner, Dollinghouse, a chance to reset. And Steinlogge calling the play, Gross in the right corner, back up top to Dollinghouse. 5:20 and counting left, 29-28, Frankfurt by one with the ball. Dollinghouse, high right. Lob pass to Rogers. Inside to Gross. Turning on Norris. Kicks it up top. Dollinghouse. Little triangle offense here. They skip it there to the far side with Armstrong. Little lefty layup attempt is no good. Battle for the rebound. Seth Judd has it. Now Troy. Chance to retake the lead. Up the floor to Hartman. Left side in the corner. Back down to the wing. Now Judd top of the key. Under 5 minutes to go in this one. All or nothing here in the sub-state semifinal. 29-28, Frankfurt. Here's Weber. Dribbles to the elbow. Kicks it up top to Bennett. Right side on the wing. It goes to Hartman. Holds it at the hip. Now puts it on the dribble. Lost it. Ball tips out here to the three-point line. And finally, Frankfurt comes away with it. The ball still on the floor. Dollinghouse able to chase it down. falling out tackle. Lobs the pass here to Armstrong. Short corner to Rogers. Pass tipped and an interception. Troy has it. They'll slow it down. Hartman, right side. It goes to Bennett. Dribbles out of the corner. And another timeout's going to be called. It's a full by Troy, and we'll step aside. 4:08 left. Frankfurt 29, Troy 28. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
4:08 left in this game. Frankfurt's on their home floor, leading Troy 29-28. Trojans with the ball out of the timeout. Chance to retake the lead. Anderson reversing to Hartman in the corner. Anderson gets it back. A left wing three. It's good. Cam Anderson from downtown. His first bucket tonight gives Troy a two-point lead at 31-29. Here's Gross in the right corner. Left side to Dollinghouse. Now Rogers top of the key. Left side to Gross on the wing. 3:40 and counting left. Up top to Dollinghouse. Dives. Kicks it inside. Gross underneath. Layup good and we're tied. 15 for Samuel Gross. 31-31. We're deadlocked with 3.5 minutes to go. Cam Anderson near sideline up the floor. Both teams into the bonus in terms of the foul. Anderson, left side pass. Griffin Weber will try a three. This one not there. The rebound for Frankfurt. Tied at 31. Coming up on the final 3 minutes to go. Winner gets Care Paravel here Saturday night in the sub-state championship game. There's a pass inside. Rogers left it short, trying to get his own miss. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Troy. And the Wildcats will keep it underneath at 2:56 left. Tied at 31. Dollinghouse to throw this one in. The right side of his own backboard. Trying to set something up for Gross inside. Instead, passes tipped and a steal by Hartman. A lazy pass taken away, and now the Trojans get it back and a chance to retake the lead. 2:45 to go and counting. Deadlock, 31 all. Left side pass to Anderson on the wing from Weber. Has the dribble, instead gets it off to Hartman, top of the key, then hands it right back to Anderson there. Steps back, thought about a three, instead off to Bennett's right wing. Now North, top of the key, steps in, fires a 17-foot two, no good, rebound for Frankfurt. Now Frankfurt's another chance to take the lead. 2:15 and counting, and a timeout for Frankfurt. It's a full. We'll follow suit. 2:14 to go, we're deadlocked at 31. We're back in a moment here on 92.1 KMTA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Pine and True Value and Just Ask Rental can supply you with the tools you need. Don't buy that tool or piece of equipment you'll just use once. Tools for small fix-it jobs are large construction jobs. But Pine and True Value and Just Ask Rental aren't just for work. They've got items for parties and special events, too. See them in downtown Seneca or go online to see their rental listings. PineandTrueValue.com. Behind every project is a true value.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, this one is coming down the home stretch. We're tied at 31 with 2:14 to go. Frankfurt out of the timeout with the ball. Here's Dollinghouse, right side on the wing. Every possession so critical in these kind of situations. Left side, it's Armstrong. Bouncing it short corner to Rogers. Gets underneath the bucket. Kicks it to Gross. Nice extra pass. Dollinghouse, a three. Too strong. And a rebound for Norris and Troy. Big time rebound by Jarrett Norris. Now Troy. 1:50 to go. Tied at 31. Griffin Weber, high right, wanting a ball screen. Nobody coming for him. Man-to-man defense here by Frankfurt. Ball tipped, intercepted. A steal by Frankfurt. It's Armstrong who has it. They'll throw it here in the front court. Now Dollinghouse will reset. Right side it goes to Olsen. Under 90 seconds left. Dollinghouse, short corner right. Dribbles back into the corner, curls around the arc. Long pass at top to Gross. Left side to Olsen. Ball knocked away. Taken away by Hartman. And a big steal by Troy. A minute 15 to go. We're still tied at 31. Oh, baby. Fans are starting to stand. Here's Anderson. Curls around the arc. Hands it off to Bennett. To Norris at the free throw line. We got a minute to go. We're deadlocked. 31 all. And now another whistle and another timeout. It's a full. We'll follow suit. 58 and a half seconds to go. Trip to the sub-state championship on the line. 31-31 tie. We step aside for a quick 30. Back in a moment here on Kansaland Radio.
The importance of taking a proactive approach to health and wellness is more evident now than ever, which is why Nemaha Valley Community Hospital invites you to join us for our annual health fair on Saturday, April 30th from 8 to 11 a.m. at the community building in Seneca. For the safety and well-being of our community, we will only be offering lab draws again this year. Get your lab work done for just $20. Please look for an event volunteer that day when you arrive. We look forward to seeing you on Saturday, April 30th. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
KMZA.
92.1 KMZA Seneca. Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tadman with you here from Frankfurt. We're deadlocked at 31 with 58 and a half seconds remaining in this game. Winner will get Care Paravel on Saturday for a sub-state title game. Loser will have their season come to an end in what will be devastating fashion. These are the games you live for at this level. So out of the timeout, Troy will have the ball. They're half of the floor. Cam Anderson will throw it in near sideline. See how they want to play this thing. They set up a lob over the top. Too easy. Golden Bennett for two. And Troy takes the lead, 33-31, 50 seconds to go. A missed lap on defense, giving Troy the lead. 42 seconds and counting, the fans are rising. Rogers, left side, kicks it here to Olsen, right wing. Into the corner with Dollinghouse. Curls, gets to the elbow. Gross, a three for the lead, short. Rogers able to fly in for the rebound. 27 seconds to go. Dollinghouse drives. Shot blocked by Norris. Norris gets it back. And a whistle and a foul. With 21 seconds to go. And Troy is going to shoot free throws with a two-point lead. What a sequence. Dollinghouse picks up his fourth. Griffin Weber will shoot a 1-1. It's the ninth team foul. First one. In and out, no good. He missed it. Rebound for Olsen. 18 seconds to go, and there's a timeout. It's a 30. Frankfurt a chance to tie or potentially win on this possession. 16.7 seconds left. Troy leading 33-31 out of the timeout. Frankfurt will have the ball. Like I said, with a chance to tie or win it. My, oh my. This has been an exciting night. And this is only the first half of the semifinal games we'll have for you. We'll have the girls' semifinal games here for you tomorrow night with Centralia taking on Troy and then Jonathan West battling Frankfurt. But this gym packed, and you can feel the intensity with this as it all comes down to this for Frankfurt. Down two with under 17 seconds to go with the ball. Let's see what Ben Stein, Loggy, and crew draw up here out of the timeout. Rogers, Dollinghouse, Olsen, Gross, and Armstrong for Frankfurt. Anderson, Bennett, Hartman, Weber, and Norris for Troy. Ball inbounded. Here we go. 15 seconds. Dollinghouse kicks it left. It's on the wing. Armstrong, right side to Rogers. Finds Dollinghouse. Gets it inside. Shot is up, but a foul. With 6 seconds to go. And Dollinghouse has a chance to tie the game at the free throw line. Bennett picks up the foul, his third, team foul number 8. Dollinghouse to shoot 2. And he beats Dog, he missed the first. Wow, what a miss. 33-31, Troy, 6 seconds to go. Dollinghouse will have one more. And he got the second, timeout Frankfurt. So Troy with a 1-point deficit, 33-32, the Trojans with that lead and the ball with just 6 seconds to go. Wow. So here we go. If you're Frankfurt, you try to get a quick steal and a foul. Worst case, you foul and Troy hits 2 free throws. It's still a 1-possession game, and you'll have a little bit of time to potentially get a shot. This was a 14-9 game at halftime, and we were tied at 26 going into the fourth quarter. And it's been tight the rest of the way. Back and forth, multiple lead changes. And a big play that really set things up on an inbounds pass. They set it up inside for Coden Bennett. That was the lead change. And now Troy out of the timeout trying to get it in. They do so. There's the whistle. There's the foul. And Cam Anderson's going to shoot 2 free throws. It's double bonus time for Cam Anderson. Maybe not the guy you wanted to foul. 73% shooter on the year. And so the foul is against Dollinghouse, and that is his fifth, and he is fouled out of the game with 11 points, all here in the second half. Anderson's first free throw is good. It's spun around and dropped through. He has 4, and the lead is 2, 34-32 with 5.3 seconds left. Anderson's second, too strong. Hardwick the rebound, and then taken away by Norris with 2 seconds to go, and the time's going to run out. Troy wins the game. 34-32. What an ending. And Troy will advance to the sub-state title game Saturday night as they knock off Frankfurt 34-32. Post game is next, brought to you by IPL Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best of the business. The recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We'll recap it and wrap things up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Hi, this is Kelsey Bodick with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to purchasing a home or refinancing your current home, you may feel like your mind is racing with many unanswered questions. Let us help you find the answers that fit your needs. Whether you are building, purchasing, remodeling, or refinancing, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust have the experience you need and the knowledge you can trust. United Bank and Trust, banking for your real life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
FM KMZA.
Two wild games tonight. Nightcap went to Troy as they knock off Frankfurt on their home floor, 34-32, in what was a wild finish tonight. In a game that was pretty much tight from the jump. Both teams struggling to score in the first half. Both teams found a rhythm offensively in the third quarter, but a 26-26 tie going into the fourth, and Troy getting it done, 34-32, and Bowden Bennett with really the big play late. He had a layup on an inbounds pass that broke a tie, and then came down the stretch, free throw opportunities for Troy, and an opportunity to get it to a 4-point lead late, and then Frankfurt had an opportunity to tie the game at the free throw line with Caden Dollinghouse. He goes 1-for-2, makes it a 1-point game with about 7 seconds to go. Cam Anderson was fouled. He went to the line. He hit one free throw, made it a 2-point game at 34-32, and then missing the second, Frankfurt got the rebound, and then with about 6 or 5 seconds left, a chance to get it up the floor, Frankfurt turns it over, and Troy was able to run out the clock and win the game 34-32, as it'll be Care Paravel and Troy on Saturday nights with a trip for the state tournament on the line as Frankfurt's season comes to an end at 15-7. And Troy, they get to 15-7 and get to the title game Saturday night. Final numbers in this one. We'll start with Troy. Reagan Hartman leading the way. He had 14 points and 8 rebounds. 8 points, 8 boards from Jarrett Norris. 6 from Bowden Bennett. 4 from Cam Anderson. and two from Griffin Weber. Two in double figures for the Wildcats. Samuel Gross, 15 points and 6 rebounds. Caden Dollinghouse had 11 points and 5 rebounds. And then 2 points apiece from Cody Rogers, Ethan Armstrong, and Keller Olson. Frankfurt finishing the night, 15 turnovers. Troy had 11. Wildcats win the rebound margin, 27-21. Frankfurt hit 11 of 19 from the charity stripe. Troy, 7 out of 12. But an 8-6 advantage for Troy in the fourth give them a 34-32 win, and they win the trilogy and win 2 out of 3 this season against the Wildcats, this one being the most important as they will get the top seed Lions of Care Paravel on Saturday night. Now time to announce our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com for more information. Got to go with Reagan Hartman, the 5'11 junior for Troy. 14 points and 8 rebounds. He had, 8 of his 14 points in the third quarter alone. So he was really dominant in that third quarter. But a near double-double and the lone Trojan in double figures at 14 points. Reagan Hartman, our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank. So that's going to wrap things up Saturday night. The boys' sub-state final here will be Troy and Care Paravel. But tomorrow we will have the semifinals of the girls' games here at Frankfurt, as it'll be the top seed Centralia Panthers taking on the 4-seed Troy Trojans, and the 2-3 matchup will be Jonathan West against Frankfurt. So just one of three busy nights in the books. We're back to it tomorrow night, same time. We'll have the Centralia-Troy game at 6, followed by Frankfurt and Jonathan West at 7:30. So again, until tomorrow night, for Kirk Hillman in studio, I'm Brandon Tabman, wrapping up the broadcast tonight here from Frankfurt. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. Keep it locked here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.